Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
A fan attacks Seth Rollins on Raw. Plus, Becky Lynch was uncomfortable at Survivor Series. And Bray Wyatt's first post-WWE appearance will be at WrestleMania week. We'll get to it. For Tuesday, November the 23rd, 2021, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News. Monday Night Raw was a thing. A lot of egg-based drama. We'll get to that. But some of the real drama had nothing to do with a prop from the movie Red Notice. The real drama was around Seth Rollins as he was making his exit from attacking Finn Balor. He was jumped from behind by a fan who charged over the barrier from the left side of the stage and hit Seth Rollins from behind. We then see Seth Rollins via fan cams, mainly, as WWE cut away to replays as they got this all under control. We saw Seth Rollins put the fan in a front chokehold to hold him in place whilst officials came to take him away. The fan was then dragged off to the other side of the stage. Even Michael Hayes, you can see on some video footage, made his way out to the entrance ramp to try and get everything restored. A statement from the company a few hours after this happened says, WWE takes the safety of its performers very seriously. The individual who attacked Seth Rollins has been turned over to the New York Police Department and will be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. It's transpired as well that there was more than one fan ejected from Raw last night. Alex McCarthy of TalkSport is over in America. He was on a visit and he went to Raw last night and he shared a photo of what seems to be a fan getting ejected after an altercation with some of the wrestlers. This was during the main event dark match, which was a wild 7-on-7 lumberjack tag match. According to Alex McCarthy of TalkSport, Montez Ford was waving off the fan that was giving some grief to a few of the wrestlers ringside. Sami Zayn and MVP were also in an altercation with the same fan as well. Don't quite know the details of what went down there, but obviously the main one that people are talking about is the one that attacked Seth Rollins, jumped the crowd and got involved. I don't think there's any excuse to do that. Really? There really, really isn't. And when we know more, you'll know more at cultaholic.com. The golden egg thief was revealed, and it was Austin Theory. Okay. So, Sami Zayn, Adam Pearce, and Sonya Deville snitch on Austin Theory. It turns out that Theory wanted a selfie with Cleopatra's egg and felt nervous with people around him, so took the egg back to his hotel room to get the photo there. Vince McMahon admiring the guts and the courage of Theory being honest, gave him a WWE title match that night on Raw, and he faced Big E and lost. So there you go. That's the case closed of the mystery of the stolen Cleopatra egg that we thought might maybe bleed into The Rock versus Roman Reigns, but no such luck. That was that. There was some gold changing hands on Raw away from the egg variety. Queen Zelina and Carmella are the new women's tag team champions. They defeated Rhea Ripley and Nikki Ash to win the titles last night. Also, Dana Brooke won her first ever singles title in WWE. She is now the new 24/7 champion. Reggie faced Cedric Alexander. Cedric beat Reggie. Moments later, we see Dana Brooke hit a top rope neck breaker onto Cedric and pin Cedric for the belt. The 24/7 sort of Benny Hill style mob came to a halt as Dana Brooke won the title, not quite sure what to do. They let her celebrate and they let her get away. And Dana Brooke had photos with everybody as the new 24/7 champion. Fair play to Dana Brooke, her first ever bit of gold in WWE. Full results from Monday Night Raw at cultaholic.com.
Becky, wow, what an epic match you just had against your former best friend, Charlotte Flair. Congratulations on the victory. Now, you went out there to have a match, but it looked like a straight-up fight. Is this the most emotional match you've ever been a part of?
Yeah, even watching the video packages, I got a little bit emotional, you know, because...
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great, too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
No. To see every see where we came from to where we are now, and the hatred there, you know, the hatred going out there, and it's so sad, you know, like that's somebody who I loved so much, who I trusted with my life, you know, and who we've been through everything together. We nearly died in a car crash together, and just how much we despise each other now. I just wanted to rip her apart out there. I wanted to rip her apart. And I didn't break her arm like I wanted to, like I set out to do. And I don't know if I'm happy or I'm sad about that, but I got the win. And now she knows she can't deny it. She can't deny it. I'm the better woman.
An incredibly emotional interview from Becky Lynch following her match against Charlotte Flair at Survivor Series. It was a match that really hit different. And we kind of know why. This was something that started very much rooted in reality and became a storyline with that reality still circling. Seth Rollins had a chat with Ariel Helwani following Survivor Series and talked about Becky's match with Charlotte. He said, "I can't relate to the experience she probably went through out there last night or tonight. There was nothing about going into that match that she was comfortable with. And I imagine it was an extremely cathartic experience for her. I've been out there and had matches where there wasn't as much tension and it's brought me to tears when I come back. I can only assume she's in an interesting place, hopefully a good place, because they both killed it out there, and I was really proud of everything she's done and did." When it comes to whether things were awkward, given the animosity between the two, Seth Rollins said, "I don't think so. I'm in a position where I think I'm a bit of a leader. I've been here for a long time. I don't think anything puts me in an awkward situation. I don't have to pick sides. I'm pretty fair on things, and I see it as they come. I didn't feel personally any awkwardness. It's definitely awkward for them, and I'm sure the women's locker room was very difficult to deal with. But for me, she's my wife, she's my ride or die, and I'm always on her side." Not surprised to hear that the match itself was something that Becky Lynch and probably Charlotte Flair felt very uncomfortable going into.
Ring the bell!
The Young Bucks are out of action for the time being. On Being the Elite, Matt Jackson said, "I'm not medically cleared to even wrestle. Nick is not medically cleared to wrestle. He re-injured his bruised heel, the one I made fun of. That was a real injury. Joke is on me. Now my neck is kind of giving me grief." Young Bucks are expected to remain on television for the forthcoming weeks, but will be unable to compete for a while. Kenny Omega has officially vacated the AAA Mega Heavyweight Championship. He cut a promo to indicate that even though he's giving up the belt, he will be back for it. There should be an announcement shortly as to what the new main event will be for the Triple Mania show coming up on December the 4th. The rumour is we're going to get a multi-man match for the vacant championship, but we'll see. A former WWE star was backstage at the Impact tapings. Danielle Moine, formerly Summer Rae of WWE, was at the recent tapings, according to PW Insider. Not sure if she's looking to make a wrestling return or whether she is just visiting friends. Summer Rae left WWE back in 2017 following a back injury. And she's been part of NXT previously as a singles competitor. She was the dance partner for Fandango on the main roster on Monday Night Raw. Maybe she's getting the itch again. And Bray Wyatt has been announced for WrestleMania week. This should be interesting. So Wyndham Rotunda, formerly Bray Wyatt, is going to be part of WrestleCon in Dallas, Texas. Now, his no-compete clause is up. He can go and do whatever he chooses. But we know that his first date, as it stands, will be part of WrestleCon 2022. Tickets available soon to see him at the Fairmont Dallas Hotel from March the 30th till April the 5th. Bray Wyatt going to be in WWE town for WrestleMania week. Should be interesting. A massive thank you if you joined us yesterday for Cultaholic Live. Andrew and myself presented our very first live Twitch review show, and we are so grateful that you joined us for it as well. I don't think I've laughed as much at this job as I have during the first ever section of Truth or Liger.
One up. All right, cool. Okay, it's all right. So we can catch up. Question two, go on.
1-0, Andrew.
1-0, Andrew.
Thank you. 1-0, Andrew.
You sound like you're doing a disco.
The faster you scream, the louder the ride. Shabba.
The buffier thumping. Eggs only. That's all I got. It's all eggs.
If you haven't seen it, check out twitch.tv/cultaholic to catch the video on demand replay. You don't need to buy anything, spend anything. The membership for Twitch is free. You can go and watch it for absolutely free right now at twitch.tv/cultaholic. And I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.